Live from the Monona Terrace Community and Convention Center, it's Michael Feldman's What Do You Know? From Wisconsin Public Radio and PRI, Public Radio International. That's John Tulin on piano, Jeff Hammond on bass. I'm Sarah Nix. In this hour of What Do You Know, we go big on data with UW professor Jignesh Patel. Thanks for the memos and more of the What Do You Know quiz. Support for What Do You Know comes from PRI affiliate stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Okay.
And now, the man who believes Kentucky is just a paper wildcat, it's Michael Feldman.
Okay, we're back here. We never left, as a matter of fact. The wonder of radio. We stay right in where we were before. And, you know, each week at this time, we read actual memos sent in by actual listeners. And I'm sorting through them here, and I thought I had one that was pretty good. Oh, this one's pretty good. Exactly. I guess it's a memo. Okay. Here it is. I think this is the newspaper clipping. Wait a minute now. This gets complicated.
Hold the phone.
This gets complicated. No, that's not it. Here it is. Okay. This is actually a notice in the West Branch Times. Where's West Branch? Is that Iowa? Yeah, West Branch Times. Okay, right next. It's the obituaries, but it's not the obituary, so that's good. Okay, here it is. St. Bernadette's Catholic Church on Orange Street, Father Greg Steckel, pastor. And it reads as follows, Wednesday, March 5th, 6 p.m., Ass Wednesday. Mass. No religious education. Okay, well, that's... So that was pointed out to me in this memo. Thank you. That's pretty good. Then this memo here, it's a twofer. Posted in an elevator in Janesville, somewhere in Janesville. It is rare, the notice says, it is rare but on occasion the elevator doesn't want to open on the first floor. If this should happen, you press the open door button. If that doesn't work, select the second floor button and you should be able to exit the elevator on the second floor. If that doesn't work, keep pressing all the buttons, but give it a minute for the command to work. If nothing works, then press the alarm button. If no response by someone on the first floor, then use the phone. If the phone does not work, wait for help. Thank you very much. That's the memo, and that's a good one. We've all been in that situation, I think. All right. We do have some all the news that is from around here. And, of course, this is one that we wait for. Two fishermen rescued from ice floe on Dane County Lake. You always hope that their tackle and their buckets and stuff go with them, you know, when they go out on that ice floe. They don't know it's an ice floe before it actually starts floating. This is McFarland here. It was a close call for two fishermen who found themselves stranded on a patch of ice on a Dane County lake. First one of the year that I saw, April 3rd, this one. Lee Shearer, Dave Robinette, because their names deserve to be mentioned, ventured out on the ice of Mud Lake in McFarland Wednesday afternoon, but 6 hours later, their path to shore had melted. And there was water all around them. That would make an ice floe, I think, if you had water all around you. Fortunately, they had a cell phone and were able to call 911. McFarland and Madison firefighters and Dane County Sheriff's deputies responded. Some rescuers even went through the ice as they brought the men to shore. Shearer says help arrived just in time. He says if it had been a half hour later, he and Robinette would have been swimming. So thank you for those rescue guys out there. Oak Creek is always good for news around here. A woman intentionally tripped a child at Kohl's on March 28th because he wouldn't tie his shoes, according to the Oak Creek police report. A woman intentionally tripped a child at Kohl's. The woman apparently told the boy repeatedly that his shoelaces were untied. The boy's mother told the woman they would take care of it, but as they were leaving the store, the woman said, "I'll show you what happens if you don't tie your shoes." And then stepped on the boy's shoelaces, causing him to trip into his mother. The boy or the mother was not injured. The officer spoke with store security, who positively identified the suspect, and police left a warning about the complaint at her residence. Okay, I'll show you what happened. Then Cudahy is always good, too. Cudahy, police chief, nearly hit by a BB outside police station. A 58-year-old man is under investigation after the Cudahy police chief was nearly hit with a BB last week. Chief Thomas Pilot was walking to his car, parked behind the department building on Lake Drive, about 4:30 p.m. March 24th, when he heard a whooshing sound, according to an affidavit. He continued walking, but heard a similar sound a few seconds later and took cover, fearing for his safety, and alerted officers and dispatchers. Officers swarmed the area, but could not find where the sound came from. The next day, an investigator noticed that a no parking sign close to Lake Drive had 5 indentations in it, as if hit by BBs, that appeared to have come from a house across the street. Police searched the house in that block on March 26th, found a pellet gun, 2 handguns, 2 shotguns, and 1 rifle. So it could have been worse. He just used the BB gun, and he was shooting at the sign. Reached by Milwaukee Journal Sentinel this week, pellet gun, declined to discuss the case while it was under investigation. Okay. Happy ending, he wasn't. There's this one. This is more of a warning. Waukesha woman accused of performing dentistry without a license. So you want to watch out for that. Did you see this one? Yeah. 36-year-old Waukesha woman charged with practicing dentistry without a license after she improperly installed braces on a 13-year-old boy inside her home. The boy subsequently complained of pain in his teeth and that his gums were bleeding. One of the brackets of the braces came loose within 2 hours of the appointment. One of the boy's parents told a police officer. An adult patient who suffered permanent tooth damage from braces installed by the woman was not willing to seek charges against her. She did not have sterilization equipment in the residence, told an officer she did not think it was necessary. She bought her supplies off the internet. She charged $350 for the initial installation of braces. Well, it's cheap, though. Braces are thousands, you know, so it's a trade-off. The discount price attracted customers, and she worked as many as 10 patients a day, she told officers. This is in Waukesha, so just be aware that this is happening out there. And finally, just here, know why not everyone should be a criminal. A masked man in bank refused to take off sunglasses, police say. A potential bank robbery was thwarted Monday when a man wearing a surgical mask and carrying an empty deposit bag refused to take off his sunglasses. Suspicious. When asked, and left the bank without doing anything, police reported. Besides the sunglasses, his head and face were concealed by a hood and a surgical mask. The man was waiting in line for a teller. When a manager asked him to remove his sunglasses, he shook his head and left on foot. So there you have it. Don't go into crime if you're not fit for it. Okay. That's it.